From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Hearings about creating a single-payer health care system, or universal coverage, have wrapped up at the California State Capitol for now. The final meeting of an assembly committee was dominated by discussion of a single-payer bill passed by the state Senate last year. Capitol Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
The California Nurses Association sponsored the Senate single-payer bill called Healthy California, and the union bussed in members to the committee. They filled the room and three overflow rooms. Liberal economist Robert Paulin of University of Massachusetts Amherst testified to the assembly that a state-run system without insurer profits would save money.
There are large areas of potential cost savings that are attainable through Healthy California relative to our current system.
The Nurses Union commissioned Paulin and his team to perform an analysis that estimates single-payer would cost significantly less than the $400 billion projected by both Senate staff and the nonpartisan State Legislative Analyst's Office. Now, the Senate bill doesn't contain funding, potentially a 15% payroll tax increase on the high end, nor does it discuss how the state would receive federal approval to leverage Medicaid and Medicare funds, nor whether it would seek voter approval to circumvent constitutional spending restrictions. Paulin acknowledged some of those concerns.
Lots of details will need to be filled in to make the proposal fully workable, but in my view, the basic approach is sound.
Democratic Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon shelved the measure last year as incomplete and instead convened this committee to come up with its own universal health care coverage proposal, not necessarily single payer. Committee co-chair Democratic Assemblyman Jim Wood says whatever the proposal is, it's unlikely to transform the state health care system immediately.
Some of the logistics and the challenges we have going forward are multi-year challenges. And we cannot ignore that. Waivers with the federal government with a friendly administration still take 2 to 3 years.
The committee plans to publish its recommendations in a few months. At the State Capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Find this story and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.